You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Demon Slayer Manga Reading Club podcast, part of the Weird Science family, a manga podcast family, not a network. I'm here with my man, Sleepy Time Luke, we like to call him down at the rec center. What up, Sleepy?
What up, Wakey?
We ended up with this show. We started getting in contact with each other at least 9 hours ago. It was that long. And you ended up, hey, I'm ready. I was already recording something. Then you were asleep. Then I was shopping. Then you were asleep. I kept coming back in and like, if you don't get a hold of me in 10 minutes, I got to do something else. And then finally, right now, my time, it is 10 o'clock at night. That means that it is very, very early for Luke Hollywood, but we're here.
The grind never stops, Jim.
It doesn't. Well, I would say that you should be tired, but I think you just had 10 hours of sleep.
I'm feeling wide awake right now.
You went to sleep. I was actually making my breakfast, and then when you got a hold of me and said, I was just about to record on my own. I had to at least do this Demon Slayer, because we have big plans today. Those
big
plans
dreams.
Went down the tube. But I was about to record this, and I was making my dinner, and then you got a hold of me. So here we are. Luke, what are we here to talk about?
Bada bing. We are here. Doing it live for Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba Chapter 46. Standing in the fancy flowers with the master of the mansion, who is a dude, Jim.
It is a dude. I think that that's the thing. If you want to be, you know, betting men and women, if I say it's a guy, bet on it being a woman. And really, I think it's not even that. I think it's just that I think everybody in manga is a lady. I don't think I've
dude
ever had
like
the idea
lady.
Where I said, oh, that's a guy, and it ended up being a girl. It's always me thinking that. Oh, no, that's a lady. You even said to me, are you sure? I'm like, now I'm starting to get a little nervous about it. But there you go. I wait for the he, and we get it. And, yeah, you see the master with the children of the corn right there with him. And the big play here is that, you know, first off, you're having the Hashira meeting. It is their twice yearly Hashira meeting. Everybody's excited. It just happens that Tanjiro and Nezuko are there for this meeting, and you see the Hashira not real pleased with Tanjiro, especially, you know, the idea that he's hanging with his sister, a demon, and they think it's time, you know, that pretty much he is punished. Giyu is also in the crosshairs as well. Everybody wants him to be expelled, and so you
I feel
end
like
up Giyu having this.
Is the kid that was like, you know, so Tanjiro gets in trouble, and you know, you go back to your parents. Giyu just tagged along, you know, and now suddenly, you know, but we find out later, big things will happen to him if something goes wrong with Nezuko, and I don't know if he signed up for this.
I don't either, and I don't think Tanjiro did either, though I guess Tanjiro's like, well, I'll go with it, I guess, but Orokodaki.
Tanjiro's a good boy, so he'll do it, but Giyu is like, I never should have went when it helped this dark kid.
It is bad. It's almost like somebody saying, hey, can you drive me? I need to go cash my check at the bank. You didn't know that they were robbing the bank, and now you're in jail. Because, yeah, he gets screwed. We haven't heard Urikadaki's name in a while. He comes back at a big time with promises of slicing bellies. So you end up where, as the master comes, you end up having the sus of all sus, Senemi, who ends up where he's like, you know, you better bow. And he just slams Tanjiro's head right into this gravel, you know, deal. And I'll give Tanjiro a lot of benefit here, or at least some props. He doesn't do anything about it. He just kind of lets this happen. Mm-hmm. But he seems in awe of the master. Then he's in awe of Senemi doing, you know, being polite. Then the whole play is that, you know, you end up having this whole deal where they want Tanjiro and Nezuko to be punished. They want Giyu to be punished. And the master says, no, I wanted to let all of you know, I've kind of accepted Tanjiro, Nezuko, and even Giyu, so we're not going to really do much about that. And you do see that the Hashira aren't all down with that They end up where they don't really go with that plan. They're upset, except for Mitsuri, who is the love Hashira.
She loves anything you say,
Master. She
loves anything.
I mean, that is the thing. But it's like, huh. And she is like in this, I wish that I was able to greet the Master. Oh my God, Master's great. And then she says, I'll do anything you say. It is a funny play. And what we think is also Kane, the flower Hashira. She's like, I don't give a crap. I won't remember any of this.
It
like,
is what right. it is.
That is Luke with names in any of these manga.
Everything.
Or me as well. Or you with schedules. So you end up where, while that's going on, Jiyu is like, just like pissed off. It's almost the idea too where it is the worst when people talk to you like about you like you're not there. Because they're like, ah, that Jiyu, he's a jerk. He's like right next to them. But you also see that Tengen, the sound Hashira, isn't down with this either. Says, I don't think that
he doesn't like the sound of this one.
No, doesn't like the sound. I like the idea. Kind of the most stylish one. And says, I stylishly oppose. But yeah, all of this ends up being that Orokodaki has written a letter. I like it's like, letter, please. And you end up having the one little girl reading the letter that says, okay, Orokodaki, former Hashira, has read this and wrote this to them. It's that the idea he's vouching for Nezuko. Nezuko has not eaten anybody and for 2 years.
Yet.
Even if she's starving, she does not. She refuses to eat people. She has persisted in this way for more than 2 years. It is difficult to understand why, but it is the undeniable truth. And then just throws Tanjiro and Jiyu right under the, you know, seppuku boss saying, listen, if she eats somebody, me, Tanjiro, and Jiyu, we'll all slice our bellies open and die.
Anyway,
and I'm telling you, nobody was down with this. When you see Tanjiro, like his look as he's pressed against the ground, he's like, really? Like, I love my sister and all, but seriously, like this is bull crap. So you do end up having this go on, but they end up saying, especially, I mean, everything's Senemi, who is really pushing the whole play. You know, he's like, I don't care what they say, because if Nezuko goes against us, it'll be too late. And even that's when you even get Kuyo Juru, the flame Hashira, is like, well, you know, it's irreversible. If somebody dies, you can't take that back. So this is something that I don't think we should do. And yeah, the Master, I love the math. I said before, the whole deal, it's like, listen, Nezuko still might kill somebody. And then the Master goes, yeah, but maybe she won't. That's it. That is actually the math of this. And like, all right. And you can't prove she won't, but I can't prove she will and all of this.
Whoa.
So we're just going to go with it. And says, in fact, the fact that she hasn't bitten anybody in 2 years, we're going to stand on that. And you have these three that are going to stake their lives on it. So you're going to go. Now, with all of that, you kind of do maybe lead with the next thing. Because then out of nowhere, everybody's like, okay, well, I'm not down with this still. But okay, the Master says it. I'll begrudgingly go. And then the Master goes, oh, and by the way, Tanjiro and Nezuko, they crossed paths with Muzan.
He bumped into the smooth operator.
Yeah, he bumped into the smooth operator. And now that, like, that should have been the lead.
Yeah.
Saying, and really the lead with the, hey, there's something going on with Tanjiro and Nezuko that Muzan actually showed interest and showed himself. He's been, you know, underground. He actually showed. Now everybody's all wanting to be buddies with Tanjiro. Like, oh man, what did he do? What did he say? Even though with this, Senemi has still got him by the hair pressed against the ground. They're like, hey, what's his power abilities? Where'd you do it? Did you find his lair? And they're all going and everybody's fighting with each other. I asked first. And you do end up at that one point where the Master shushes them and they all just go right back down to bowing. But it is a big thing. It's a big thing that, you know, Kibutsuji came out and did go and try to get Tanjiro and even showed interest in Nezuko. So there's something with them. And that makes that more. Now you can't really, like, you don't want to kill him, even if you're going to use him as bait, right? I mean, that's the big deal. And so all of this is going on as Senemi. He still doesn't agree. He's like, I don't agree. I don't think this is something we should do. He says, we fight. We said it. We fight demons. She's a demon. We should be fighting her. Yeah, we slay them. And so he's like, you know what I think I'm going to do? I think that in this play, like, if this ended up where you have this blood, right? Because he does cut his arm.
I want to do self-food wars.
Yeah, he is. And he's dripping the blood right into Nezuko's box. I mean, this is way over the top. But do you think that that negates the whole deal? Like, if somehow Nezuko gets that blood, goes nuts.
You better start stabbing yourself, Tanjiro.
Doesn't actually kill anybody, but tries to, but they say, like, what's going to happen? Do they have to kill themselves still?
G is like, darn it, I guess my jig is up.
I'm like, I think G is like, this don't count. Because this is over the top. And in that, you have Senemi, who's like completely insane at this point, yelling, hey, demon, time to eat. Come take a bite. Here, come on. And you do have Tanjiro's just watching like, you son of a gun. And then it ends. It just ends. It was one of those abrupt endings.
Crazy, like, abrupt cliffhanger again. Oh, jeez.
But I guess the idea, and if I'm a guessing man, I'm not going to guess. See, that's the thing. I Crystal don't ball? End up seeing sex, right? Which I mean, you know, in my regular life. I don't even mean... So the, okay. The idea of this is... oh, my goodness. Nezuko, I think, is going to come out. I'm saying I'm not good at guessing anymore, but you end up where when Nezuko, I think she's going to come out like she's crazed. Like she's going to come. But the other thing is, it seems like it's during day. So if she does come out, she's in big trouble, but they kind of skirted that issue sometimes. But if she comes out, I think that you're going to make it look like she's like, oh my God, she's going to feed on somebody. She's going to eat somebody, but then she won't. She'll just end up. I think if she comes out, she'll probably try to protect Tanjiro because it looks like he's, you know, if she comes out and he's all tied up and stuff like that, I think she'll freak out. But we'll
and then Senemi will look really silly standing there with his arm bleeding.
That'd be great.
Or, awkward.
What happens if she jumps out and gives him a Band-Aid or something? Here you go. But yeah,
don't
even
get
with
infected.
That, I mean, what is he going to do if she does jump out? She does still have, you know, that bamboo deal in her mouth,
guy.
So she can't anyway. So, I don't know. We'll have to see, but it is pretty crazy. But what would you give it?
I like this chapter a lot. Cool to see the master and everybody either agreeing or disagreeing with him. You do get a sense still, like we said last time, that each of these guys has their own distinct personality. And I think it really does shine here, especially Crazy Eyes Senebi doing the self-slicing. Oh, my goodness. Also, it was interesting, during the letter, we find out that Iroko Daki was a former Hashira himself.
Yeah, he was.
Which was pretty crazy. It was very convenient that Tanjiro bumped into him on the sus-mounted OG. Oh, my goodness. And I do like that Jiu is just along for the ride now.
I never signed up for this.
The stakes have definitely been raised. And he's like, okay, I guess we're rolling with this now. But it's very exciting. It's a great cliffhanger as usual. This book really does have good, like, it very abrupt endings, but it leaves you hungry for more. I think maybe that's why it was such
I'm
a
hungry
big
with blood.
Oh, you got that bloodlust. Oh my goodness.
So what is your score?
I'm going to go 9 out of 10.
Banger. I'm going to go 9 as well. I think that it is a banger. And yeah, it's not even like you get any big things, except the idea that Urukidaki ends up, they'll kill themselves if this happens, but it really puts, like you said, it raises the stakes all around, and them finding out that, you know, Muzan had an interest with Tanjiro and Nezuko, that is big as well. I still want to get back to, are we going to be able to heal Nezuko? All that stuff is kind of left behind for a little bit now, so we'll have to see how this moves on, but yeah, you would guess that Nezuko will prove herself here with the blood in the box and stuff like that, and we'll see. But that is that. And if you want to go over to the Twitters at Weird Manga, follow us, we'll follow you back. And then if you want to help us out for all the reading clubs we do and our Manga Monday show, that'd be awesome. You can go over to our Patreon, patreon.com/weirdsciencemanga. Check us out there. We have early access to a bunch of things. And if you would be so kind as to rate and review wherever you can, that would be cool as well. But that is it. Luke Hollywood early in the morning, but he's got some pep in his step, I see.
How long?
I don't know, because we have two more of these to go. But we're going to go off from this one now, and we'll talk to you all next week.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.